So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're starting tonight, Siman Tes Zayin, which is Shir Talus, which is how small or large can your talus be? And should your talus be? And this is going to be talking about talus cotton and talus godl, right? A talus godl, of course, are very, very large, and it would be very rare that there should be a question whether one's talus godl is big enough. But the million-dollar question is the talus cotton. What is the smallest smallest size? If IKEA were making a talus cotton, very minimalist approach, you know, to life, so what would this minimum shear be? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, shear talus shechayev betzitzis, quoted the Gemara Menachas Mem Aleph, the size of a talus, which is going to be obligated in tzitzis, sheiskasa b'ba'orach uv'roichav, that it should be large enough that both its length and its width should be able to cover roishai v'ruboy shel cotton. The head and a majority of the body of a cotton, of a child, let's say a 9-year-old child, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamishalich levadei bashuk, who is walking by himself in the street, ve'einot zorch achel shomroy, and doesn't need anybody else to stand with him, to guard him. And of course, in many areas, even an adult needs somebody else to stand with him and guard them. But we're talking about sort of a 9-year-old child. The size that would fit over roishay v'ruboy, his head and a majority of his body. It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, what this Gemara means in Masechta Menachos. Does it mean the roishay, when it says roishay v'ruboy, does it mean a majority of his entire body, right? His head plus his body, or does it mean his head plus an entirety of his body? Are the arms and legs included? Most say not. The bottom line, we will see later in the Mishnah Berurah, is that the ideal shear that your talus cotton should be, we will see it is going to be a square 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma in front of him, and 3/4 of an amma, 3/4 of an amma behind him, with the beged shoulder pieces that are going over, and ideally should be 1 amma by 1 amma. And we'll discuss when we get to, I'm just saying this as an introduction, we'll discuss when we get to it the exact sizes for Ezra Hashem. Yeah, so this is just, you know, a little bit of an introduction. So this is the size that a 9-year-old child can cover his head and a majority of his body, and he'll go out into the street like this. That is the size. Hagor, says the Ramah, v'oz chayv betzitzis, and if it's that size, then it's chayv betzitzis. And now he says something which is a little bit difficult to understand. He says, v'davka k'shagor loivshay pa'omim, aray, v'yotze be'lashuk. In order for it to be considered a ksus, a garment, if you have that size garment, that might not necessarily be enough. It has to be something that a godel, an adult, a bar mitzvah boy, would actually occasionally be willing to go outside and stand in the street with this, and everybody wouldn't make fun of him, and it would be like very, very bad for shidduchim, you know, for him to be outside wearing this this garment. It has to be that he'd be able to go out and wear this. Even an adult, a 13-year-old, would sometimes be able to go out in it. So here we have the Ramah is adding something over here. And he's saying it's not just that size, but it depends, would an adult occasionally go out in it? Now, we're talking, huh? Right. And we just say, to walk in a pair of tzitzis as an overgarment, yeah? The way the Bi'ur Halacha learns is that if this would be an overgarment, if you'd go out in a poncho, in our society, down Brent Street, nobody would look twice. Yeah, I once saw a person walking down the street in Golders Green Road with long hair and a big poncho. So I went up to him and I said, Shalom Aleichem. And he goes, Aleichem Shalom. He could only be an Israeli. Yeah? So Golders Green Road and a poncho and long hair. So it was one of our brothers. So if you'd see someone with a poncho, nobody would look twice. I invited him back. It was Rosh Hashanah. He came over to us. We kept in touch. Mama Shabbat with the whole family. It's a really amazing story. Anyway, so, but to go with like this little, a little garment, a little beged on top of your garments, it will look very, very strange. Yeah, that's really what he's saying over here. So the Ramah is adding that it has to be the adult will sometimes go out and not be embarrassed. So the way the Vilna Gaon learns it is that even if you have that small shear that we've mentioned, it still has to be that in that society people would wear it. If in that society people wouldn't wear it, then that wouldn't be good enough. Or maybe it's depending on the individual himself, Yeah, that it could be that, you know, such a garment, you know, would be sort of wearable. But this is just an introduction. Let's go through the Mishnah Berurah now, and we'll discuss it as we go. B'siyata d'shmaya. So, said the Shulchan Aruch told us in Siman Tes Zayin that it has to be large enough that a child it would cover width and lengthways his head and the majority of his body. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton aleph shel cotton v'hainu ben tes shonim. A 9-year-old. B'tshuva asram mint, simon kufyud, mepalpal, hech yeitim, dal kanofis haktanim mizeh hashir. How is it that there are so many adults who go out in these weenie tzitzis, and they're much smaller than this shir? How is it that people go out in ones that are smaller than this shir? We'll see later that Reb Chaim Noah says that it has to be at least 36 centimeters by 36 centimeters in the front and 36 by 36 at the back. How is it that sometimes people go out in even smaller ones? That's what the Ram Mintz asks. For Tayref Dvorov, in the essence of what he answers, the mutuv leilech bem meleilech kol hayom b'li tzitzis. Better than nothing. He says, really, it's gefelach, but it's better than nothing. It's better than not wearing tzitzis at all. And in footnote Aleph, he says that at least you'll still get a schar on it, zecher le mitzvah, just like a b'shas hadachak, when you don't have a kosher lulav, so better you take a posel lulav, you don't make a bracha on it. So to over here, you should make a bracha on the talis gadol, but at least it's a zecher le mitzvah. So continues the Mishnah Berurah of Adar Chemoshes in Menches Kos of Lamit Om Shivaruchu Baboike Al Talis Godel Viyftere Sakotan Viyelich Bei Kol Hayom. That if a person is wearing one of these micro tzitzis and it's smaller than 36 by 36 on the front and 36 by 36 on the back, then you get schar mitzvah, you get schar because it's zeichel mitzvah, and also it means you're not being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he brings the Eish Lavrom again in footnote 1, that a person who wears even one of these micro tzitzis will still be nitzel me'oynish be'idna derischa chas v'sholem. That it says that at a time when there is great din in the world, chas v'sholem, so then a person has to be extra, extra careful in their avodas Hashem, because they could be punished at such a time. But if a person wears tzitzis, that saves them from punishment. So even wearing one of these micro tzitzis, which is smaller than the shir, is good enough to be able to protect this person. But he says, but still don't make a bracha on it. Don't make a bracha on it. Make the bracha on the talis gadol. There are certain times. Very good, very good. That Gemara is talking about when there's not just like the daily times where there's some Midas Hadin, but in general where there is a Midas Hadin in the world. Says the Mishnah Berurah, turning over the page, this is all very nice, limud zuchus, but if you're able to get a large one, which is the appropriate size, that's so special, you should do that, adkan l'shaynoi. Next point, v'yasak seifayim shal talas kotan rechovim kadei shu nikorim. The Mishnah Berurah says, bring from the Machatzis HaShekel, that how wide do the shoulder pieces have to be? So he says it shouldn't be that they just look like straps, that they're connecting the front and the back. They have to be recognizable that they are part of the beged, and that is the size of these straps, yeah, of the shoulder pieces. Now the Chazon Ish is more machmir. The Chazon Ish says that you have to have that that the shoulder pieces have to be quite wide in order for it to be omed murubal aporetz. So he says ideally it should be like sort of 21 centimeters on every shoulder and 18 centimeters in the middle, right, the whole of 18 centimeters. He's more machmir than this Machatzis HaShekel. Machatzis HaShekel says it just has to be that they don't look like straps, they look like part of the beged. Chazon Ish says no, it has to be that each one of these side pieces is actually larger than the gap, which is in the middle, and those who are choshish for the Chazon Ish have, you know, larger side, shoulder portions. We'll get to it. Okay. Sorry. What size Chazon Ish is? Nine. Yeah, I think nine. Okay. Next. Base. For Oz Chayv B'Tzitzis, Godel HaLoivsho. And then if a person has this beged, which is large enough that a child could cover Rosh Eva Rubo, then an adult who wears that garment is chayv to put tzitzis on. Lafukim ein boy hashir shal roishay v'ruboy. As opposed to if it doesn't have that dimension, as the kula alma potter, then everyone agrees it's potter. Afilu im hagodol yotzei bo ba'akrai l'shuk. Even if an adult would wear it occasionally, a super micro garment. But if it's really, really that small, then he's potter. Ach, im derech anshei hamokom shehagadolim yelchu boi bekeva lashuk v'eino misbaishim mashma divrei habach t'chayv b'tzitzis v'ein bir halacha. There's a discussion. What happens if you just have this condition of the Ramah, but not the first condition? If people in that society wear weenie tzitzis, yeah, they have weenie begodim, but they would all go out in that bekeva. They would all go out, it's the whole Medin, the anshei hamokom, not just one or two unusual fellows with unusual dress sense. But if everybody goes out in like a wheelie little bib, yeah? So does that make it chayav in tzitzis? So the Bach says, well, in that case, it's considered a beged, and it is chayav in tzitzis if an adult would go out into it bekeva lashuk, even if it's smaller than the dimensions for a cotton ratio of a rubai. Gimel, kishaha godel ben yud gimel shana lashuk, that when the Ramah adds these conditions, that it has to be that you'd be happy to wear such a thing in that society, it means that a godel, even a bar mitzvah boy, would go out, doesn't really mean lashuk, he would just go out in front of his house to answer the door to the milkman or something, then that's okay. But if an adult, even a 13-year-old, would never be seen dead, right? Even on an occasional basis, going outdoors wearing such a small garment, then unfortunately it's just not considered a kasus, it's not considered clothing. And if it's so small, then even if you'd wear such a thing at home, if you wouldn't go out in it, then it's not really considered kasus, it's not really considered clothing. So therefore, what the Ramah is adding over here is that it has to be that an adult could occasionally go out doors wearing such a thing. That even though the Ramah has brought this shita from a brisa, nevertheless, not everybody agrees with such a thing. And there are many who say that you don't actually, it doesn't have to be that you wouldn't be embarrassed. It's just clearly the dimension. If it could cover Rosh Hashanah, that's enough. So he's saying that there are those who disagree with this Ramah. V'eskimu acharonim lahachmir shelo levarach al talis katan af sheyesh bo kedei Rosh Hashanah shel katan emagol mispaish lotzis bo bakrei lashuk. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the bottom line over here that the Achronim are paskening like the Ramah, and they say that it has to be that such a thing is wearable outdoors, even if it's just for a bar mitzvah boy, on a very occasional basis, literally to open the front door and just go out, then that would be okay. Ad Khan is this discussion as to the societal acceptance of such a small garment. Now we actually speak about the dimensions. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the first opinion of the size for this talis, for this talis katan, is one the Mishnah Berurah does not like. That it has to be 3/4 of an amma going down in front of you and going down behind you, and half an amma going across you. We don't know where that comes from. Such a dimension, 3/4 going down in the front, 3/4 in the back, and half an arm across. We don't find that in Shas. Particularly difficult is to say that just half an arm going across is sufficient. Right? So now is the key words, the key few lines in tonight's Mishnah Berurah. So he says that the minag anche maisa, if you want to be SDRF, super duper real from up, you want to try and be one of the anche maisa, do it the way the Mishnah Berurah would like you to do it. So then the talis cotton that we wear should have a square in front of us, which is one amma by one amma, and a square behind us, which is one amma by one amma, and it has, and the shoulder pieces do not count. Yeah, the shoulder pieces are in addition to the dimensions that we've already said. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah says. But taras koton kozeh yotso min asfekas v'yochel levarech alav. And if you do that, then it's totally fine according to everybody. You can make a bracha. Va'al kol ponim lo yifchais mishleishes rivei amo ba'oirech l'chol tzad. And he says that that even though I've just told you what's the best, he says at least it should be at three quarters of an amo on either side. And many learn that means three quarters of an amma by three quarters of an amma in the front, and three quarters of an amma by three quarters of an amma in the back. Because if you don't have that, then it could be a brochel of atola. Because there are achreinim who say they've measured 9-year-olds. They've done some what's it called when you... a survey, thank you. They've done a survey. They went into whatever it is, year five, year six, yeah? 9-year-olds, year four, year five, and they've done a survey, and they've seen that the Roshe Verubay is an Amo Vochetzi, and so it has to be that you have half of that 1.5 Amas in front of you, half of the 1.5 Amas behind you, and therefore 3/4 of an Amma in front, 3/4 by 3/4 of an amma and 3/4 by 3/4 of an amma behind you. So now let's translate that into contemporary dimensions. So in essence, we'll do like approximations. There's the famous dispute between Reb Chaim Noeh and the Chazon Ish as to how you measure an amma. Now everybody agrees an amma is how many tefachim? It's 6 tefachim. But how big is this tefach? So a tefach is the size of a fist. Reb Chaim Noeh says that's approximately 8 centimeters. 8 centimeters. Whereas the Chazon Ish says that it's more than that. It's 5.8 to 6 centimeters. It's approximately 10 centimeters. Yeah. So again, Reb Chaim Noeh 8 centimeters. The Chazon Ish 10 centimeters. And there are 6 tefachim in an amma. So according to Reb Chaim Noeh, how big is an amo? 48 by 48 centimeters. Yeah? That is what Reb Chaim Noeh would say. And 3/4 of an amo is 36 by 36 centimeters. That is the minimum dimensions. Again, we saw the Ram Mintz, who gives this limud zechus if people have even smaller than that. But he says that the minimum shear is going to be 36 by 36 centimeters. If we go to the Chazon Ish, it's going to be 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters, right? Because 6 tefachim in an amma. So it's going to be 60 by 60, or 3/4, which is going to be 45 by 45. Right, so the I know people who are a doctor can put a button there or something, yeah? But the Minhag Yisrael is certainly not to do that. And the Minhag Yisrael is that would be a hidur, that you still have that amount of beged in front of you. It makes it more of a ksus. It makes it more of a garment. And therefore, you include that in your one amma by one amma, or 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma. Huh? Like I say, there are those who say that, you know, you have to at least put a button on it or something, but the Minhag Yisrael is certainly not like that. Yes, the Minhag Yisrael is not like that.
So where you're counting measurement from the bottom edge of where it's split, and the end
comes from the top. Here's one we prepared earlier, so let's have a look. Superman. Well, the truth is that I'm sure this is... Have a quick... Let's see if... My tits is a kosher here. Yeah, so 15. And 15 is 30. Yeah. Oh, wow, cool. We've got an actual tefach ruler over here. A real-life tefach ruler. Thank you very much. You got an amma? Okay, let's go for it. Yeah. So 48 centimeters would be Reb Chaim Noeh shear. I think these ones are Chazon Ish. I think if you look over here,
here you got a number.
It's massive. It's just so this right, is 48.
These are the
right. So this is 48, which is an amma, according to Reb Chaim Noah. This is a Chazan Ish one. Thank you very, very much. So this one is going to be measured. Wow, this is very, very large indeed. Yeah. According to the Chazan Ish, it's going to be approximately 60 centimeters. And you do see some very big, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, you do see people that have such large tzitzis. I wonder if these might actually just about be Chazan Ish, if it's, if you, by the time you, yeah, if you have the top done up, if you have the top done up, probably is just about, yeah?
It depends on the size of the person. More
yeah, but so they make it with this like a standard amount over here. Certainly, if we go with the if we go with the Reb Chaim Noe Amma, which is that it's 48 centimeters. Yeah, so that's even that is still quite a lot, but much more doable. Yeah. And the 3/4 of Reb Chaim Noe and we said is 36 centimeters, yeah? And I've been doing a little bit of research lately, and we have the benefit of having Reb Menachem Noah giving shir across the roads, who has told me countless poiskim who held that Reb Chaim Noah is the ikka shitta. So that's going to be 36 centimeters. So by 36 centimeters.
I heard Rabbi once say that Chaim Noah.
Wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
I didn't really. Yeah.
Right. Right. I'm not sure. I've never heard that.
The width as well.
Yeah. Same width, right?
60 centimeters.
Yeah, you see in Eretz Yisrael. You see in Eretz Yisrael the Chazanish people walking around in very large tzitzis. Okay, let's go a bit weiter. Okay, so then he says, "Umashon egim washkenazim shelokchem chatichas beged cotton echad nolfon of echom alachrov." Now I think here Ashkenazim, you know, he is the Chofetz Chaim is also an Ashkenazi, right? I think he must mean the Germans over here, German Jews. I think so. He says, "Shelokchem chatichas beged cotton echad nolfon of echom alachrov." They take a little piece of material in front of them and a little one behind them, v'toifrim behem ritzuas, and they put little straps at the side, v'oisim behem tzitzis, and they put tzitzis on them, and it doesn't have 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, and it doesn't have, it's not like a proper beged, it's just got these straps at the side. They're certainly not fulfilling the obligation of tzitzis. Additionally, as well as not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, they're making a brachal of atola every day on these weenie tzitzis, which are not sufficient to the front or the back and just have these straps going, you know, over the shoulders. And this could be a transgression of loy siso, not to take Hashem's name in vain, by making a brochel of atolo, which is the shit of the Shulchan Aruch late in Simon Reish Tez Vov, where he says that it's a brochel of atolo if a person makes, it's an is of loy siso if a person makes a brochel of atolo. Kam also lot says bei b'shabbos, and because these are not kosher tzitzis, really not kosher tzitzis, so then he shouldn't even go out in them on Shabbos. Kumvor b'simen yud v'yud gimel ayin shom, as we've seen that you shouldn't really go out in posel tzitzis. Now the Chazan Ish writes that since you're not intending to take these tzitzis off the begeds because you want them to be on there because it looks like a pair of tzitzis, therefore it is considered as noy begeds, and therefore he says you are allowed to go out in it on Shabbos. Bit of a question on the Mishnah Berurah, why he says over here that you're not allowed to go out in them on Shabbos, and beforehand when he was speaking about the rump mints, he said that, well, it's just a smaller shear, but he doesn't speak anywhere near as harshly against it. I imagine that the case of the ram mints is that it's a normal beged. It's a normal beged with, and you can see that the shoulders are not just, you know, they're not just ritzuos. It actually has a proper, it really looks like a talus cotton. Whereas over here, it doesn't even have that normal classical look of a talus cotton. It's just a thin band across his waist and behind him or something. and this, these thin straps across the top. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Certainly, if a person does have such a thing, a German pair of tzitzis, they should not make the bracha on them. They should make the bracha on the talis godel, and then they're wearing this extra one the whole day. Because at least they have kavonos l'shem shomayim, that they haven't left the mitzvah of tzitzis and cancelled it out. But please, Rabbeisai, any Yerish Shomayim shouldn't wear these German banned tzitzis. Elo yasa beged mamish, make a proper beged. Kol madin lefi minhagai, each society according to their minhag. But eizem makomis negin shabeged hanikra kamisol, a vest. Who pasuach melachro va'aisim by tzitzis pedalat kanfeisa va'ashrei lohem. Right, there are those that in their locations they have a beged which is called a camisole or a vest, and somehow it seems as though it opens up from the front and also opens up from the back, and they make tzitzis on the four corners, and that's a very, very good thing to do. Drak she tzorach lizorshia rubei pasuach. They have to make sure that, as we saw earlier when we were speaking about the halachas of the beged, that if you do have a garment that has a slit in it, either slits at the sides or slits at the back, in order for it to be mechuyev in tzitzis, it has to be that it's going a majority of the garment. And he says also, be very careful in our talis kotzen also, that it should be Ruboy posuach. Kosov ha'ari, the Ari HaKadosh writes, talis kotzen yoseh tov shlo yeboy botei zeroyos. It shouldn't have sleeves. The Ari HaKadosh was makpid that the talis kotzen should not have sleeves. I'm afraid I'm not able to tell you why he has this hakpodo, that the talis kotzen shouldn't have sleeves. I'm also wondering whether it only means full sleeves going all the way to the wrist. Botei zeroyos, as zeroya normally is the forearm. So is the hakpodo of the Ari HaKadosh only if it goes all the way to the forearm? Or does he even mean if it's the mini sleeves, like there are these vest tzitzis, right? It could be that the vest tzitzis are included, or it could be that botei zeroyos only means, you know, where it actually goes up to the wrist, or at least until the forearm, in which case the vest tzitzis are okay. Imlov ashar talis v'niskapel katzas kaderech lev shebegodim. If a person wears a talis, but it gets a little bit folded over the shoulders, or it gets a little bit folded in the front, v'achash v'niskapel ein bo'i kashir kadei lachasos roshei v'ruboi. And once it's folded, if you, it doesn't seem to be the appropriate size anymore for your talis cotton. Since you could stretch it out, therefore it would still be acceptable and it would not be problematic, even though it's a little bit folded over. And it is appropriate size. That if you have a beged, and the beged was large enough, but now you folded it over, let's say folded it over at the front, folded it over at the back, we've seen beforehand that once you sew it, so now it's ponim chadoshes. You've now totally transformed it. So now it's considered as though it's a smaller beged, even though if you would take out the stitching, it would be the right shear. This is not sufficient over here, and it would be potter from tzitzis, and a person wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah properly by wearing such a small one. Shkoyach.